Christie Alchinski here.
David Knapp here.
All right, ready to go with the recording?
Mm-hmm.
All good to go. Minutes or public comment? Do we have anybody public? Chloe, you want to do public comment today? Sure.
I'm okay.
One of these days, she's going to pipe up and say something.
Yeah, it's going to be about me. Feel free. All right, so everybody got the minutes? Any questions on those? Comments, feedback?
Move they be approved as presented.
Second. All right, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Alrighty, Tammy.
Okay, on your balance sheet, your total checking and savings account is $4,291,389. There's other current assets of $5,372,488. Fixed assets of $2,140,516. So your total assets are $11,945,132. Your current liabilities are $73,824. Your equity is $11,871,308. So your total liabilities and equity is $11,945,132. On your P&L for the month of March, we had total income of $118,826. You had total expenses of $108,153. We had net income of $10,672. For the first quarter, we have total income of $278,429, expenses of $325,399. So we're at a loss of $46,970. And if you look at the next column, your year-to-date budget, we're pretty much on where we thought we would be at this time. I did make a couple of notes that you might have questions on. The miscellaneous income, we received a $1,000 donation from the Jewish Cemetery because we mow that in the industrial park. And I think the last couple of years they've given a donation. They're very thankful that we're doing it for them. And another note under repairs and maintenance, that's a lot higher than we anticipated, but we state line dock and door, removed and replaced the leveler on dock 7, and that was improved in 2022. It just took forever for the parts to get here. That was $9,302. And then Absolute replaced the 400 outdated water sprinkler heads in the maintenance area. And I didn't break that in there, but I had it started. I think that was like around 19 or 20,000.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Pardon me?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it was $21,870. So.
And I noticed you had the budget for the year was $23,000. And I know how we're operating on the razor thin as it is. Was the reason why we had to do all that stuff now, or is it just
the sprinklers was
yeah.
Yes.
And so then my next question is, didn't we know that for budgeting?
Yeah, we did. It was part of the capital budget plan.
I'm just looking at that 23 for.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
When I do the numbers going across, after we have our year total in, I just average it for the 12 months, not knowing which
okay.
months it's going
to actually
hit.
Okay, where it hits. Okay, that was
right?
that's
so hopefully
okay. yep.
the next couple of
it's
months
balance.
It'll
yes.
balance out.
So we,
yeah,
yep.
that was just my question.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
All right, perfect. For the month looks bad, but we don't. It's not.
You just analyze that through it.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
On the utility income,
mm-hmm.
are we on a flat percentage of markup on utilities?
No, it's based on our usage. So, like One Plastics Road, there's a main meter outside, but we have sub-meters inside. Pemelec reads the outside, our maintenance guys goes in and reads it the same day as the outside's being read, and it's based on their actual usage, and we do not do any markup.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were questioning, right?
So our utilities income, we have an offsetting expense account?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
no markup currently, but I think if we got into alternative energy sources, such as, you know, the solar, that's a, and plastics and such, we would want to build that against.
Yes.
Again, I think if people want to hang out in the buildings, and it's taken manpower to calculate bills and percentages,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't we mark that up and write
it? We actually had that discussion when we did the budget.
Yeah, we did. It doesn't have to be excessive, but it should be, in my opinion, a flat. You know, we could probably just do a cost allocation quickly to see how much it costs in terms of your time and effort and bills and whatever. And any tenant, regardless of whether it's a $10,000 bill or $1,000 bill, needs to pay
whatever. Is that flat fee?
$20 or something.
Mm-hmm. You should do that now.
Right.
Do we have to build that into the lease? Or is that something we can do just as add-on?
Let's see what the lease says.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on what that says. If it says you can raise X amount, or...
I haven't seen the CAM well-defined, to be honest. We might be able to...
That's where it'd be, right? Correct.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at that. Okay.
Do you need a motion before you want to do this, or move that, or whatever you guys want? I don't know.
You do it all together.
Yeah, all together.
Yeah.
I think when you at your check detail, the only thing is the absolute, and then the state line with the large ones. Everything else is pretty much boring. Next month we'll get taxes. And then on your payment status report, I wrote notes on there for the delinquent people.
We just have to keep fighting with cobblestone all the time, don't we?
Yeah, they on there. I don't know.
It was never a problem for
no.
Typical Kennedy. That's the way you run the business, yeah.
The last
before they were paying for.
Yeah, the last email I just sent out, they did not respond to me yet. The one prior to that, they forwarded it to the accounting department and said the check is coming. Still hasn't. So, yeah.
Now that lease would have late payment penalties in it.
Yes. Yes, because when I sent them the dollar amount, I showed, here's your payment, here's your late fees, and then times it by 3-4 months now. Yes.
Did somebody talk to Jillian Coughlin?
I emailed them. I think they were on vacation. She did not respond, but I will call her now that I know they're back from vacation.
They paid ahead and then behind the kind of messed up.
They don't pay ahead long. The rest of the time. She's been late twice now. It makes me nervous because I hear that she wants to sell.
So rumors are that she's going to sell the building, but I don't think that would be a problem with getting
right.
The
money. And we do have a mortgage on that.
Yes.
Accept the bills and the check detail as presented.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
As opposed? All righty. Mr. Ben.
Okay. Quickly. Try to make this as short as possible. Maybe the shortest meeting yet. The Green Junction RCAP, Shelley, Bob, and I met a couple times about it. It sounds like they have completed their tabs, according to an email I got this morning, and I sent off a letter to the state asking for an extension, but it sounds like the holdup right now is that when they did the underground utility study, they found some things that they need to work around from an engineering perspective, so that's the holdup.
Yeah.
I called Holly about the firehouse grant as well, which is we're the grantee for, and I'll see what Holly says, but I haven't heard back from her yet. I have talked to a city councilman about it, and They want me to come next Monday to their work session to talk about my recommendation to form a task force that actually gets this project kind of moving.
Do you need me there?
Well, if you'd like to be there.
Well, no, it's not the matter. It isn't a matter of liking to be. I guess only from the grant status. I mean, you know,
right.
What you do with the grant.
That could be helpful because Impact Quarry was the one that was kind of taking that over, and I think they're giving it back to us.
Yeah. I mean, it all centers around the grant regulations, you know, and how you can do that. And, you know, the RACP is very specific on what you can and cannot do. And
very much so.
And there's not very many people that know how that works, including Chuck, and I'm really worried about what I just saw this morning.
Yes, that'd be great. So the 17th, that was it 5:15 or something?
I don't know. Is that what it is? Next Monday at 5:15?
I believe so.
Yeah, Shelley can get us the time exactly. Yeah. Something like that. I onboarded a contractor named Marianne to handle some of the housing-related grants that are coming up. She's giving me some preparatory steps for applying for the FAIR grant, which is in the fall, but there are things we need to do during the summer in order to prepare for it. She'll also be handling the setup of the whole home project, which I have been heading up, but I'll still be included. But she'll kind of do the program setup in conjunction with Erie City RDA. So I met with them a week or two ago. The goal is to get this program launched by Memorial Day. This would be for $25,000 grants. We would be administering this side of the county, and the city RDA would be handling the other half of the county. So we'll have Wattsburg to Mill Village, and the municipalities immediately surrounding those, the boroughs. One unique thing about this, and I don't want to give too much away at this point because we're drafting a press release and everything, but one recommendation, one unique thing about this whole home repair project is that usually regulations forbid us from using money towards homes that are in floodplains or that are not on foundations. And with this whole home repair program, it didn't stipulate anything. And so we really think we could target some of those populations. So there's three areas like that kind of fit that demographic here in the city of Quarry, which we'll be able to help. Previously, we've never been able to help them. So that could be great. And again, I'll send out a press release about that probably mid-May, maybe early May. But we're doing it in conjunction with the county executive, so working with their people. I had a profitable meeting with the Chamber of Commerce. I think, did I mention that before?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll be helping them with some strategic planning to figure out where the chamber is going from here and how the RDA might be helpful in their development. I toured FCA, No Real Needs, PENSA. they are definitely in need of some manufacturing space, which I was already aware of, but kind of prioritized because I'm seeing a theme between several manufacturers and what they need in development. So in terms of height requirements and that kind of thing. So I'm going to work on a plan to probably build a new facility that could be another multi-tenant facility. There might be a new tenant. So give a tour of the 1524 upstairs, and this would be for a surveying company. We had multiple calls with a company that does grant writing related to RCAPs and matching those against federal programs. We ended up kind of scuttling the discussion though because it looks like our plan and their plan was pretty much the same thing. So, which was just confirming. Tony Perenel, that's his name, has started at Impact Quarry. So that's their news, so I won't go into too much detail, but he's going to be helping some of our mutual clientele, I suppose. He's got a marketing background, so he's going to be helping some of the local storefronts, especially with their marketing efforts through an ECRA grant, and that will pair nicely with what we're doing in terms of development finance. So as he's kind of going about doing those onboarding discussions, if there's a need for development financing, he'll bring it our way. And then we can either connect you, help with our loan fund, or connect with other financing. This past month, I met with the Land Bank, our West Bayfront, Infinite Erie, and the Special Assistant to the Secretary of the DCED, all about our housing projects. I met with Garland Company about the roof issues that we have at One Plastics and at Enterprise Place. And we came up with a 4 to 5 year implementation plan. And then what we did was we went back and found corresponding grants that we will be applying for systematically in order to facilitate the roof replacements. I'm reviewing the employee handbook, and I wrote a couple of new policies. It looks like by my reading of the Municipal Authorities Act, it seems like I should be able to just sign off on those, but I'll obviously send it by everybody for their review. We rejoined the Council of Development and Finance and the Erie County Chamber, and we have a business ad going into the business directory. The only other thing I wanted to mention was I know that in the I wasn't able to make it to the last CIDC meeting, but there was talk of selling the facility. I understand that, and I also wanted, though, to see if I couldn't come up with a little bit of a business model to make that an alternate multi-tenant facility, so that the CIDC board, you know, if they're going to sell, they can at least see what the high-level alternative would be.
We talked about Eagle Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to make it clear, we have it on there.
Yep. This is the one thing on the agenda that I met with Mark Hammond about joining the loan board, and he had some great insights about the loan program guidelines, and I very enthusiastically endorse him. So great recommendation there. Christina went to a grant workshop. We continue to scan old documents, work on SOPs. I think that's pretty much it. Yeah. Any questions for me?
Oh, good.
Pretty little, I think.
Yeah.
Making progress.
All right, so move with that with Mark Hammond, because I do believe we have to approve that, correct?
Absolutely.
So like Ben said, I think it is a good addition, especially from his background in the, in finance in the auto industry, and knowing what people of Corey stand by in the businesses. I mean, it's a good one. So we'll need a motion on that.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All righty. Ben, this is another good thing with what you put together here.
Right, so this isn't in final form. I wanted to give you the loan program guidelines. I, again, crafted it in as a guideline, not necessarily as a strict policy. And the reason is simply because now that this money is no longer tied to state or federal rules, if there's a compelling reason that the board wants to make a recommendation that's outside of the guidelines, well, outside of the, you know, policy, I want them to have the flexibility to do that. I don't want to tie your hands by some policy, which then you'd have to amend if you got into a position. But at the same time, our staff needs to, you know, be able to take guidelines to potential recipients and make sure that they understand what the rules are. So, big caveat, that's big caveat number one. Big caveat number two would be that if there is an instance where we're using funds that, or, you know, there's any conflict with state, federal, or local laws, then we would obviously adhere to those rather than the guidelines. I don't want to go into too much detail, but, you know, the roles and responsibilities are pretty clearly laid out as to what, you know, for instance, Tammy and or Bobby and or me are responsible, what the loan review board is responsible for, what you're responsible for, what the parameters are. So my recommendation would be the normal maximum would be $250,000. and the minimum would be 25,000. Interest rates would follow the USDA, which I think actually just changed to 4.5% this week, but you know, for the last few months has been around 4.75%, which is still well below prime, for instance. Loan fees are delineated. The main thing I think we've been a little bit more loose on lately, which we need to get back to, is that the revolving loan fund is not even the primary funder. We should only be going up normally to about half of the, so we want to partner with a bank or potentially the Erie County RDA or Northwest Commission, but normally a traditional financier. I think we've strayed a little bit from that recent couple deals.
Yeah.
And maybe not with bad reasons. I mean, like the Drake deal, for instance. I mean, that's what we live for, so.
Well, the reason that I think some of the members of the board have strayed is the collateral.
Yeah.
And every time it's nice to partner with a bank, but they're taking first position on everything. So you almost have to look at it that if you are going to partner with a bank, you're going to be pretty much unsecured.
Yeah. Yep. That's kind of the purpose of what.
Would you rather do the whole thing and have good security, or be unsecured?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can tell you, that being on the board, there are certain members on the board, that's their focus, is the collateral. So, but if it goes belly up, where do we stand?
Yeah, so which way is the board leaning, do you think, on that?
I look at it, because these are brand new, and I think the board, we just got them, is I think the board's leaning toward more, well, I don't think they care whether you partner up, but I think they're leaning toward, I think if you go to the board right now and say you're going to be in second position on everything, you're going to get no votes out of these two of the members all the time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
So there's a lot of logic to that, but that's not the history of the loan program would be,
you
take second position.
Yeah, that's the point. I understand, and I agree with you.
They need to remember that we're not a bank and we're there for a reason also.
We're a supplement, and, so. And I think that's why having this document and redoing it is critically important. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good things, and we really didn't have that roadmap like where we wanted to be from our standpoint as the RDA and how we want to do that. So I think it's you've done a really good job, Ben.
Really been the team, and Christina and Bobby and others have really spent the bulk of the time on it. But just kind of synthesizing.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't reinvent anything, right?
Nope.
We went and took the best from the Northwest Commission's policies and the Erie County RDA's policies and kind of crafted it with a local flavor.
And I think the loan board needs to take a look and maybe at the release from the county RDA and what they've been doing and lending, and they're not always first out there. I know you guys aren't.
They're only pairing up with banks. Yeah. They're not going to be a primary lender with limited funds that they have to lend at present time.
And they've done, you guys have put out a lot of money with that. So, I mean, so what I'm saying is you can't turn your back on being, number two sometimes if you're going with a bank to get the people to know.
I do have a question on one paragraph. The part, I have page 11, so it's near the back. Where it says borrowers are not permitted for at least
where,
1 year.
Where are you from? What page?
It's a page 11 that I've numbered.
It's like you're operating on a slate.
Yeah, I might have a little different. Under compliance, after the paragraph that's conflict of interest, there's a paragraph that reads, borrowers are not permitted for at least 1 year to hire as an employee or consultant anyone that was employed by the RDA loan department at the time of their application, former RDA staff, board of director members, and RDALB members are not eligible to apply for a period of 1 year. Now, my only question is, how is the intent to enforce that?
Because it's not in our employment or anything. I mean,
correct.
We'd have to state it in your conflict. We'd have to restate it in our conflict of interest policy if we were going to do anything.
Although, and it's still going to be tough on Paul saying just to enforce that period.
But it's putting it on the borrower.
Yeah.
Right. And we had that. I mean, we had that happen. So that's the question, is if after a few months later they want to hire somebody that's working here,
right.
This is saying they can't do that.
Correct. Which
They have to wait 12 months, right?
But that's my question, because what if they don't?
Well, I think if you have a business and you're on a business plan, you take a look around the table and see if you had intentions to recruit anybody involved. And
I guess the only thing I think of is we could probably put in our loan agreement a provision that they won't do that. And then if they did do that, they'd be in default of their loan.
Essentially, yeah.
That sounds better.
If that's the way you want to handle that.
Yeah. I mean, it puts it on them, because it's still going to be tough to say to a person that's getting the job
you can't go.
And any jury trial is going to say, you? And that person trying to make money, it's
you may not.
That's
know
why
it.
The non-competes like blew up.
Yeah.
You may not know it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you even know that happened? I mean, they hire somebody. We don't check all that, do we? I don't really.
Yeah, I mean,
don't really.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's not that many. Is that something you wanted added to the?
I think that makes sense.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Loan application.
Yeah. I mean, it could maybe be waived in certain circumstances,
but at least it puts that on the business and not on.
Right.
And if they had intention ahead of time, I guess they'd bring that up, and you'd approve it or not approve it, right?
Yeah.
Right. But then it would come before you, and it'd be a decision, not a. Yes, not the situation that happened.
I guess that's something that, being that it's in here, does need to be disclosed early in the application process, just address the issue.
Right.
And then we can add it right into the loan application that they signed at the closing. Because we have other things in there, like job requirements.
It would fall in line with that.
If they leave the enterprise zone within a two-year period, they got to pay the loan off, that type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's more consistent with how that's written. That's probably how it should probably be in there.
Okay.
Anybody have a problem with that?
No. So this isn't ready to vote on today. I think you could pass the authority to the loan board by a motion to commit. If you wanted to just say, this is close enough, let the loan board figure out any little details they want, you know, and finalize this. Or it can just come back to you after the loan board set up.
I think you give them a chance to look at it, come back, and vote on all it together. Sure.
Okay. So they'll approve it, and then it'll come up to us, and you'll approve it.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. That's it.
Wow. Chloe, public comment. Are you sure? That is it, so... I guess we can ask for a motion to adjourn, right?
So moved.
who's going second?
Get me out of here.
You don't really need a second. I'll second.
I want to stay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Does anyone else need, do you need a typed or a printed copy? Christy, do you need a printed copy?
Hold on.
The guidelines.
I'm reading it off my phone right now.
You asked about the profitability of the solar panels over at 1524. Shelley has an update about that.